Hey, this is Haley.
Hi, this is Sherry on the air.
Hello, this is Prima with you.
Hi guys, I'm Blaine.
Hey there, it's Eunice.
Hello everybody, my name is Christoph.
Hi guys, I'm Nancy.
Hello guys, this is Ricky.
Hey guys, I'm Paris.
Hey, what's up guys, this is Kendall.
Hey guys, I'm Veronica.
Welcome to C Countdown.
Hello everyone, welcome to this week's Top 5 Grimes.
This is Eunice.
And I'm Ricky.
Well guys, can you imagine 40 big shots of the music industry singing all together in one single song?
I know the song We Are The World is sung by quite a few singers.
Yeah, and you know like the song Welcome To Beijing.
Alright, it sure is. Well, what I'm talking about is a song of Kanye called All Of The Lights, which is sung by altogether 14 singers. It won Best Rap Song and Best Rap Song Collaboration at 54th Grammy.
Wow, I have to say I've heard it before. But to be honest, I only remember Kanye and Rihanna sing this song.
Well, that's because most of the singers only have few words and most of their voices are mixed together by Kanye.
Wait, who are those big shots in the cast? I'm curious.
Well, except Rihanna, there are Alicia Keys, Tony Williams, Drake, The Dream, John Legend, Fergie, Kid Cudi, and the other five singers in the cast.
Wow, these are all huge stars. I'm really impressed about that.
Yeah, that's just incredible.
And their voices all together work perfectly great in it. I can't wait to share this amazing song with you guys. Now listen carefully. Let's turn down all of the lights in here. All of the lights.
Nigga dead. I slapped my girl, she caught her feds. I did that time and spent that bread. I'm headed home, I'm almost there. I'm on my way, headed up the stairs. To my surprise, a nigga replacing me. I had to take him to that ghetto university.
All of the lights,
cop lights, flashlights, spotlights, strobe lights, street lights.
All of the lights, all of the lights.
We met at Borders, told her she'd take me back, I'll be more supportive. I made mistakes, I bumped my head, and court sucked me dry. I spent that bread, she need a daddy. Baby, please, can't let her grow up in that ghetto university.
All of the lights.
Top lights, flashlights, spotlights, strobe lights, street lights.
All of the lights, all of the lights.
Fast life, drug life, thug life, rock life.
Turn up the lights in here, baby. You know what I need. Want you to see everything. Want you to
Voices. I really hope you guys can listen to it after this. This is a great song.
Well, it really is. It is so special.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, guys, it's the end of Top 5. Thank you for listening.
Have a nice day.
Bye.
Hi everybody, welcome to our C Countdown talk show. This is Haley, and we have nearly all our members gathered together to talk about TV dramas. And firstly, introduce yourself.
Hello everyone, I'm Sherry.
Hello, I'm Veronica.
This is Ricky speaking.
Hello, I'm Christoph.
Yeah.
Hey guys, this is Nancy.
This is Eunice.
Grimes.
Paris.
Okay, so see, we're all here. We're gonna talk about TV dramas. So, do you guys like watching TV dramas?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, anyone have some crush these days? Like, you've been watching it, you've been chasing after it.
Mm-hmm. A Chinese drama.
A Chinese. Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. So,
what is that?
What is that?
I don't know the English name for it.
You can just say the Chinese name in the English tune.
Xiao Mei
Hao. Xiao Mei Hao.
Yeah, just like it's a TV drama focusing on the romance in on the campus.
But I'm not really have a crush for that. I just
do you need a VIP or something to watch it?
What?
Do you need a VIP?
Yes, but it's my friends, not mine.
Okay, so it's been very hard these days, and I heard about it.
But, you know, actually the most... I think the TV drama that I love most is called The Vampire Diaries. Do you know about it?
Okay.
This is an American
one. It's been a while.
Yeah. And actually, when I saw the topic that is about the music and the TV drama...
Oh, mm-hmm. Sorry. Do you know the Skinny Love?
Yes, I know.
This I song love that
is,
song.
It's one in the Vampire Diaries.
Uh-huh.
But actually, I think that most of the TV drama in America nowadays don't have the theme songs, actually. Mm-hmm. They just have some songs in it, but they don't have the theme song. Mm. Not like the Chinese one, maybe.
Veronica?
What about you, Veronica?
I've seen some... Korean TV.
Korean
drama.
Yeah, I love.
And my best love is My Love from the Star.
My Love from the Star.
Yeah. And I really.
It was really, really hard, and just like the whole nation's watching it, and become very.
crazy.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And I really love these two actors.
Mm-hmm.
Jin Xiuxian
and
Quan Zhixian.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think the story they act is really moving.
Mm-hmm.
And their acting skills is so great.
Yeah.
So, and the theme song of this TV drama is My Destiny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I trust that destiny. Most of you have heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That TV drama was maybe
a couple of years ago.
When I was 10.
Yeah, no!
Last
no way.
Time I heard about it was when I was in junior school.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I cannot clearly remember it. But when you bring this TV drama up, I can clearly remember that it was really, really hot over the nation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what about you, Ricky?
I watch a little drama.
Little drama?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe Flashman?
Flashman.
Flashman. The Flash.
Me too.
Yeah.
I love that. The Flash and the Arrow.
Just all about the superheroes?
Yeah, just about superheroes.
Yeah, they're very exciting.
When I was at junior high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't watch too many dramas about that. And something about Korean drama is I just watch it with my mom.
Your mom?
Yeah, my mom.
Like, what's the theme of those? It's about just all of them are about love affair.
Yeah, love affair, and she watched everything about that.
Yeah, and you just interesting. I join you. Oh, good.
So, which superhero you like best?
And The Flash. Yeah, The Flash is great.
Okay.
Oh, for me, I like Batman.
Batman,
oh,
yeah.
Because Batman is the only one who doesn't have a superpower.
Uh-huh.
And I think he's so handsome.
Yeah. And Nancy, what about you?
3 months ago, I'm so crazy about a Norway TV called Skam.
Oh, yes, Skam.
Yeah. And I love a gay couple called Evan and Isaac, and they're just so sweet. And the actress, they're just like our age. They're just 18 or 19 years old, and they're just act so well
mm-hmm.
and so mature. So I like this TV so much.
Yeah.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And the last one, The Lover, Where Have You Been? They're just so touching, the movie scene in the last scene.
Episode, yeah.
Yeah, in the
last scene.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So for me, I like the TV show, The Newsroom. Have you guys heard it?
Oh, yeah. I heard it in my class.
Okay.
Like, my teacher told
great,
me that.
Great, great, great show. And the music in it is in maybe most of them are in the 19th.
Uh-huh.
So, the 19th old, or the 18th old, even older, but I like
mm-hmm.
it. And I like the cartoon called, yeah, and the music's great, like the theme song and the background music's so great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that the lines in it are very real and a little bit upsetting.
Yeah.
So why is just upsetting things like that can just attract your attention, like make you fall in love with it?
Because it really, really sets what we are thinking about,
uh-huh.
and there's something good in TV shows, and there's hope, but it didn't turn out very well, but there
mm-hmm.
there was hope, like
and that's reality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Grimes?
Okay, so I've told you that I love some violent and bloody ones. So
yeah, bloody ones.
So The Walking Dead and American Horror Stories must be my favorite ones.
Yeah.
So The Walking Dead, the background music, does it have background music? Yes, it is, I think.
But they're very impressive.
Mm-hmm. And American Horror Stories, the season 3, which is called The Coven, the theme... The music in it, which is called Seven Wonders, is absolutely incredible because it is sung by a very, very famous band, which is called Fleetwood Mac. So it's very big band.
Yeah, it's a big band.
Maybe you guys have not do not know it,
but it's big.
But it's big.
Okay.
In the U.S. And of course, Two Broke Girls, and mentioned the Second Chance. Da 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 da.
Ah, it's from them.
It's from the Two Broke Girls, the beginning music.
Yeah, it's played by that big band.
No, it's played by another.
So why
big band.
Did you bring it up? Oh my God, Grimes. Okay. I cannot really catch up with you.
Okay, whatever. And In Do-In is very popular now.
Do-In?
Yeah, you know, the Second Chance in Do-In, everybody use it.
Yeah. And you've been watching TV dramas lately?
Me?
Paris?
For me, lately I have been busy.
Busy?
And have
busy,
no
like
time to
studying.
Study and working
in
a couple of organizations in our school. But the moment I read the but the first rhythm and lyrics came into my mind was the whole universe was in a whole
yeah
14 billion years ago expansion started and this song I was so how do you say that I was so interested in that song, and I had practiced it for many times, maybe 2 years ago.
It's a kind of quick song, and
yeah.
I've never searched for the lyrics, so now I don't know what the lyrics is.
I practiced it.
Okay.
And maybe 2 years ago, I watched that TV series and listened to that song. So I practiced it.
Mm-hmm. And you like it. I can see you like it so much.
Mm-hmm.
So what about you, Hill?
For me, I've been watching like Korean TV dramas lately, and not much about American dramas, except S.H.I.E.L.D. Like the season 5 of S.H.I.E.L.D. But
what?
In
Chinese, please.
Okay,
sorry.
Yeah, like S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 5, the first episode has been recently released, but I don't think S.H.I.E.L.D. has a theme song, so I have no music to recommend. And for the Korean TV dramas I've been watching, I think just most of the songs in the Korean TV dramas are touching, but maybe only when you are watching that TV drama, when you hear it, you can feel it's just real charm.
Yeah.
But when you listen it just solely, maybe you cannot get that same feeling.
Mm.
So this is all about today's talk show, and we'll see you next week.
Bye,
bye.
Hey everybody, Christoph's here, Suzy's music radio station now broadcasting for you. Welcome to Exoticism.
Hello guys, I'm so happy that you are still here with us. I'm Veronica.
This is Haley on the air. From now on, I'll give you more wonder. Okay, let's keep the heart here and follow my footsteps to start today's music tour. The first I want to recommend is a Korean song called Kuilo, means On the Way Home by No. Let's enjoy it.
Thank you.
빛처럼 두 모습만 보이며 안녕이란 말도 없이 사라진 그대 쉽게 흘려진 눈 눈가에 가득히 고여 거리는 온통 투명한 유리알 속 그대 따뜻한 손이라도 잡아볼 수만 있었다면 아직은 그대의 온기 남아 있겠지만 비바람이 부는 길가에 홀로 태우는 이 자리 두 뼈면 비바람만 차게 부는데 사랑하던 말은 못해도 안녕이란 말은 해야지
Sakulochi means because I just love you by Brother Sue and Geary Boy.
Oh, I heard this. Whenever I hear this song, I just want to have a boyfriend.
Well, I really can't wait.
눈치 보고 있으니까 그렇게 돼 사실 물어보고 싶던 것도 하고 싶던 장난도 많은데 자꾸 시간만 가는 게
그냥 아쉬워서 그래 연이한테 나의 머릿속이 멍해 사실 몇 시간 후에 일들을 상상하고 있어 내가 볼 땐 난 곡만 튀기고 있겠지 못 가 너의 골든 나는 마이골 조던 날아가는 모양 넌 핸드폰만 만져 대체 뭘 그렇게 보냐 너는 내 위에서 나를 조종하고 있어 나는 몇 시간째 네 술잔에 조공만 하고 있어
아쉬워서 그렇지 이렇게 보내는 게 자잖아 너 없이 자꾸만 오전에서 맘 너무 늦지 않게 데려다 줄게 Just girl spend some time with me 왜 밤에 감성적인 게 왜 나빠 girl 맘에 솔직한 게 뭐가 나빠 girl 아침에 부끄러워질지 몰라도 이렇게 널 붙잡고 싶은 것만 알아
How Time Flies is the time we recommend the last song today. It's a French song called Je ne sais pas choisir, means I don't know how to choose.
The melody and the piano sound is very suitable for sleeping.
Yes, I've been sleeping on this song several times. Just listen and feel.
Toute seule, je me dis Dieu, ce serait bon de partager mon lit. Avec un garçon, quand je partage mon lit avec un garçon, je me dis dormir toute seule, lieu, ce serait bon. Ah non, mais vraiment, je ne sais pas choisir, c'est bien embêtant.
Time is limited, but we're happy to keep on be on the air with you.
Hope you enjoy the music.
See you next week.
Bye.
Je ne sais pas choisir, c'est bien embêtant. Je vous le fais pas dire. Ah non, mais vraiment, je ne sais pas choisir. C'est tellement troublant. Laissez-moi dormir. Ah non, mais vraiment, je ne sais pas choisir, c'est bien embêtant, je vous le fais pas dire. Ah non, mais vraiment, je ne sais pas choisir, c'est tellement troublant, laissez-moi
Hey, welcome to Infinity Park this week. This is Sherry speaking again.
Hey, I'm Paris.
Well, and this is Christoph.
What have you been doing recently?
I went to the cinema the day before yesterday, the December the 8th, the day the movie Loving Vincent went on show in China.
Wow, so you watched that movie?
Yep, although I had read some information about how excellent the movie is before, it still left me in a shock when I saw it myself.
Well, I heard that it was hand-drawn by over 100 artists.
Yeah, that's right, but it wasn't totally hand-drawn, but with some actors acting in it, and that made it more complete and vivid, I think.
Well, let me guess, it's the classic song named Vincent, sung by John McLean, the theme song of the movie.
Bingo, but it's sung by a female voice at the ending. But whatever, it's such an impressive song that could touch every listener's inner heart.
Yeah, I remember when I first heard the song, the gentle voice of John McLean and the clear sound of the strings was such a perfect match. And I couldn't help to play it from time to time.
And the lyrics feature that well. Why not just put the record on and let itself talk?
Yeah, let's drop it.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills. Sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me. How you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night. Portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never
How you suffered for your sanity, how you tried to set them free, always gave me a flurry of feeling that almost moved me to tears.
You can say that again. Since we come to lyrics, I want to recommend an old member of my listening list called The Sound of Silence, sung by Paul Simon.
The Sound of Silence has also companioned me for years. Definitely, the lyrics are brilliant. The twists and shouts come out with the sentence, "In the naked night I saw 10,000 people, maybe more," are also too classic to forget.
Classic is classic. The songs never fade despite time flies.
So, audience, are you ready to go back to the land of silence and peace with us?
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light to split the night and touch the sound. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did the sound of silence. Fools said, I do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The will of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispering the sound of silence.
Considering that you all recommend classic songs today, I also prepare one, The Memory, but not sung by Adam Page. I think Lee's version had given the classic a rebirth and added their own explanation to it.
Wow, that's cool. I hadn't heard Lee's version before. Let's enjoy it together.
Midnight, not a sound from the pavement. Has the moon lost her mind? Smiling alone in the lamplight, the withered leaves collect at my feet.
again. Every street lamp seems to beat a fatalistic warning. Someone mutters and the street lamp sputters, and soon it will be morning. Daylight, I must wait for the sunrise. I must think
flies, dear audience. I'm so unwilling to say goodbye to you. Hope today's sharing bring you satisfaction.
Touch as well.
Inner peace at the same time.
Bye.
Welcome to the Mamu Mamu, the music of music soundtrack. I'm Paris.
And this is Nancy. So, do you like watching cartoon? What is your favorite cartoon movie?
Actually, I'm really not a fan of those cartoon or animal things, but I gotta say Shrek is a cartoon movie like no other. I have to give it a 9 out of 10.
Wow, no way. I felt exactly the same way. You know what? At high school, my friends always call me Shrek because of my first name pronounced sounds like shh. Anyway, Shrek is a wonderful parody of every fairy tale story that you can ever think of. It has charm, humor, and tons of amazing soundtrack, and is a delightful film for everyone to enjoy.
Speaking of soundtrack, I have to say the soundtrack of the Shrek the Second reached the top 10 on the Billboard. The lead single Accidentally in Love by the Counting Crows reached the top 10 of the Billboard Adult Top 40. The top 20 of the single charts worldwide and was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Song.
This is one of the songs you can't miss it. Okay, now let's enjoy the song Accidentally in Love by the Counting Crows.
Come on, settle down inside my love.
level, and I'm not just talking about the evergreen songs, but also about the movie soundtrack by Harry Williams, who know how to compose a good and fun score for animated movies.
Yep, Animex track a brilliant movie making with a groundbreaking DVD, an all-star cast, great music, excellent graphics, and a great paradise yet original plot and storyline. Shrek is no doubt one of the best movies I've ever seen.
I totally agree with you, but I must take a moment to speak about Donkey. He is and always will be one of my most favorite characters in the world of movies. The core of this story is the friendship between Shrek and Donkey, which works in a funny, goofball, but touching and unique way.
Using nothing more than a piano and a voice to bring the audience to tears during the one of Shrek's most touching and trying scenes, Jason Wade strums acoustic guitar for You Belong to Me, which is sure to make its way into the playlist of slow dancing couples everywhere.
This song is so romantic, and I have listened to this song for 1,000 times. I hope you will be likely to enjoy the song You Belong to Me by John Wade, which is the episode in the movie Shrek.
And just remember till you so alone without you. Maybe you'll be lonesome too. Fly the ocean in a silver plane. See the jungle when it's wet with rain. Just remember to.
Okay, that's the end of Momu Momu, the intriguing songs in the movie soundtrack. Hope you guys like it. See you next time. Bye.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。